This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The latest employment numbers show job growth and unemployment holding at 6.3%, but we still can't call this a strong job market. For one, not enough people are quitting their jobs. It may sound strange, but more people quitting turns out to be a hopeful economic sign because it means they're confident they'll find better jobs. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on how voluntary quitting is starting to pick up and what that means.
I start with a pretty unscientific survey. 20 to 30-somethings milling around after an electronic dance party one recent Sunday in Portland, Oregon. I ask if anyone's just quit their job.
I wasn't planning on staying a paralegal forever. It was work felt a bit of a grind.
I was working at a bakery. Every time I went to the bakery, my entire insides were like on fire and I didn't want to be there. I've been ready to get back into my own business and I quit.
I was manufacturing saw chain. The air inside the place is nasty and failures from OSHA. I decided I'm just giving up on manufacturing altogether.
Job shifters Will Patillo, now studying electrical engineering, Rachel Maddox, launching her life coach business, and Jesse Allen, who wants to teach hip-hop instead of making chainsaws. And this is exactly what economists hope young people will start to do more of now that the economy's improving. Get bored in some low-skilled, not-that-interesting job and try on something new, something that starts to look more like a career than a mere job. Heidi Scherholtz at the Economic Policy Institute.
The ability to move jobs is really important for people who are younger, who are still trying to figure out what their interests are, what their skills are, where they want to live.
Scherholtz says because of the recession, many young people got stuck in lousy jobs for years on end, afraid or unable to move. Now, as job opportunity and mobility increase, they can start to catch up. Neda Zamani graduated from a small liberal arts college in Iowa in 2010.
A third of us were going to be going to move home and live with our parents, and that was very scary.
The job she'd hoped for disappeared in a hiring freeze. She ended up back at the college working in the admissions office. Now she's packing up, about to start an MBA program at USC.
Even though it is a certain level of unknown, I'm able to see it as a return on an investment.
Optimism about costly career investments. That's been a rare thing until now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.